You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Rosa Sandoval, Kevin Marshburn, and Elisa Espinosa, and they're with the Department of Resident Life here on campus. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good morning, Luis.
A lot of people have heard of the Residence Minor Village, and that is something that started out, been a long time now. For years, UTEP has been known as a commuter school. You all, as far as being members of the Department of Resident Life, tell us, if you wouldn't mind explaining, what is this department, and share a little bit more about it for us.
Sure. Well, you know, historically, housing has always been a part of UTEP, or, you know, Texas College of Mines. But for a few years there, the university didn't turn into a commuter campus. And what we're doing in our department is just really trying to get students to know not only that we exist, but the benefits of living on campus. And one of the things that we're absolutely very proud of is the fact that 50% of the students that live with us have at least a 3.0 GPA or higher. I mean, we believe it's because of the work that we do. We interact with the students, we build them as leaders. We're so much more than somewhere to go home to, or, you know, to take a nap between classes.
And Kevin, sometimes people might say, as I mentioned, commuter school, some people might say, well, you know, I live here in El Paso, and so I don't need to stay on campus. But living on campus really changes your experience as far as college life. Because I think me going to school and living on campus in the dorms really made a big difference from people who were maybe commuting.
Absolutely. Louis, I agree with that. I've been here since July 1st of 2003. And I've seen a lot of changes in terms of the culture on this campus regarding living on campus. When I first got here, it's part of a recruiting group, one of the first efforts to get students to live on campus. And I remember having a conversation with a student who was from El Paso, and her, as I was talking to her about living on campus, the program and that type of thing, her mother came alongside her and actually physically took her and said to me, my child would not be living on campus. She will be living with me. And I knew at that moment I had kind of a real challenge on my hand regarding the kind of the familial culture of El Paso, this idea that that students want to stay home and be with their parents. But what's kind of neat thing that's happened since then is we're looking at probably about 45-46% of the students that live with us are from El Paso and surrounding areas. And from Horizon, as far out as Fabens, as far out as Cruces, from that direction. So we do have a pretty good, well-represented group from right here in El Paso. And they come because they come because they want to be part of the college experience. They want to build on these living skills. They want to have the opportunity to live on their own and cook on their own and wash their clothes on their own and all the things that come along with becoming a grown-up. So we kind of consider ourselves as educators when you think about what kind of thing that we do. We're not just, you know, putting up, you know, turning the lights on and turning the air conditioning on. We are consider ourselves educators 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Elisa, as far as your experience, when I was in college, my dorm room was probably about as big as the studio. And, you know, that's just the way it was. But it was still, if we wanted to cook or watch TV, we had to go somewhere else and watch it with everybody else. But just basically the fact that we were there made a difference. And as Kevin was mentioning earlier, that situation with a mom and daughter happens so much here, not just for dorms, but students who have opportunities to go somewhere else. And because of the culture, especially if it's a girl, the mom or dad will say, no, you're not going that far. And I remember having a conversation with a lady, gosh, maybe a year and a half ago, and she was saying that she had told both her boys, you guys are going to UTEP, and you're not going to live on campus. You're going to live here with me. And, of course, when they get to that point, it's hard to change those cultural values. And also at the same time, you want to not hurt mom's feelings. What do you do?
Yeah, we have, like Kevin said, we have a lot of our students that are from the area, from El Paso, and one of the advantages of our residence halls is that we have apartment-style residence halls, which means that you have a roommate. You have somebody that you will connect to. You have somebody that you will go home to and talk to, so you don't leave home where you're used to, you know, talking to your brother or sister or mom and dad, and then you get to an apartment where all you're by yourself. Here you go home and you have from one roommate to three roommates, and now with Manor Canyon, you have five roommates. You have people there with you. People that might know how to cook, Because when I first left home, I didn't know how to cook. So you'll have roommates that will teach you that. You'll have roommates that will guide you through, hey, I already took that class. Let me give you some tips and advice on how to navigate History 1301. So you'll have that support system that it's important when you are home. That's the main thing that you miss when you live home, that the support system, your family, somebody to vent to. But in the residence hall, everybody around you is doing the same thing. So they will understand.
One of the things that some people may be concerned with as well, and that's financial aid, because they might say, well, you know, I'm going to save a lot of money if I just stay at home and commute. And those that who live in apartments don't realize that they're spending a lot of money on apartments where they could be right here on campus. And there's something about after class saying, oh, I think I'll just go back to my dorm and take a nap or something, yes, instead of saying, I still have to drive half an hour, get the traffic and all that stuff. But what are some of the tools that you all use to recruit students, not just from here, but also from abroad?
I think one of the best things that we do, we use a lot of our students for recruitment because the best stories are our own personal stories. Me, for example, I lived in Minor Village when I was an undergrad, and it was by far the best experience. And I can tell, you know, with my counterparts, my friends that, you know, are from the city of El Paso and did not live on campus, my experience was completely different. So sharing those stories with parents, especially with our Hispanic or Mexican parents, we have a lot of students that come from Mexico, from Chihuahua and from Juarez. And sharing my experience and my story with them, the experience of my parents, it wasn't easy for them to, you know, let me go as a female, let me live on my own. And that really puts them at ease. So I think the best recruitment tips or the best stories we have are our own personal stories. And that's also true about financial aid. When we talk about, you know, when we give them the prices, some people think, you know what, I think this is too expensive, I'm going to live on my own. Well, the apartments are fully furnished. All utilities, internet, cable, everything is included. Your financial aid, Pell Grant, all of those things can help you pay for your apartment, any scholarships, all of those things can help you live on campus. And if you really weigh the benefits of living on campus in terms of your grades, the experiences you're going to have, it by far outweighs any financial strain that, you know, may be placed on you. And the benefits are just really great. My complex right now, for example, I have a little over 200 students. 50% of them last year were from Brazil. So we were a little bit of the Council of Brazil last year. And it was really great. You know, we got to sort of study abroad without ever having to leave the city. So those type of experiences, there's no monetary value on that.
And I guess what you just mentioned, that's another part of living on campus, the fact that you guys are united and you have little groups. Perhaps you have study groups. Perhaps you have movie nights and you all live in the same area. So you kind of connect with that, not just going to class, but also I've noticed that perhaps Jimmy hasn't gone to school the last few days. Is he still sick or what's the deal? And people check up on each other.
Yeah. What's kind of exciting, Louis, is that, you know, I spend the summer, this is the time of the year where take a lot of phone calls from a lot of parents. A lot of concerns about how this is going to work. Always get entertained by the parent who Coach Kugler does a lot of recruiting, gets these players to come on campus and come live with us on campus. I get the same phone calls from those parents as I would for a brand new student coming from over the border. You know, just as concerned about how will they get this taken care of and so forth. And then by October or November, people are meeting people. They're not coming to the office as much with as many many concerns or needs. They're making it. They're making it on their own. And they're doing – and I'm always amazed at when I see two students that I knew separately and they've run into each other and become friends. And I'm like, you two know each other? Oh, absolutely. We connected in a classroom or connected sitting next to each other at the computer lab or something along those lines. So as Rosa said, our best advertising is our retention rate. And we are pretty good about getting about a 50% retention rate. Students who live with us stay with us.
Anyone who has been on campus within the last year, even the last 6 months, has seen a lot of changes on campus. And a lot of those changes are also happening in housing. If you wouldn't mind sharing with us some of those changes and what students can look forward to.
We're excited. We're building. For the first time in, you know, Minor Village opened in fall of 2001. So we are, UTEP is now putting up, we have 350 more beds coming up in August of 2015. Very excited about the expansion. This is a part of campus that people did not know that UTEP owned. We are over by the softball field was the northernmost point. And the rec center was the northernmost point of campus. These residence halls are being built in that vicinity. And the long-term plan, Louis, is to build more residence halls on that plot of land getting us to a point where we have 10% of the students attending university living on campus. So we're looking at around 2,200, 2,300 students living on campus by 2020, 2025, around that time.
What does apartments or rooms look like, and what amenities do they have? Because people, as I mentioned at the beginning of the interview, when you say dorm, they have this, you know, especially the parents, of a dorm room that they shared, but everything has changed and it's very modern.
Right. We actually don't use the word dorm just because we have all of our residence halls have our apartment style. So depending on the room style that you choose, of course, you know, is the rate that you would pay. But like I said, all the apartments are fully furnished, full functioning kitchens, stove, refrigerator, beds, sofas in the living room. And they're fully equipped. The new halls, actually, we've gotten to see during the different stages, we've gotten to see the tours, and they're going to be really fantastic. We're kind of jealous that we don't get to go over there. But in terms of the media and the capacity for space for students to meet, it's going to be really fantastic. And we'll provide students an opportunity to meet outside of the classroom and continue to work on their studies.
Kevin, you mentioned earlier about students who are athletes, and a lot of people don't realize, and I've had a lot of student athletes in my class, that these young men and women work very hard. Not only do they, you know, have to go to practice, learn a playbook, but in addition to that, go on the road and then take classes. So one of the questions, I guess, that parents might have or other students are, do the athletes live in a separate complex, or do you mix them all together? Because at NMSU, when I attended there, they had a specific dorm for athletes.
Right. Well, first of all, we have a great relationship with UTEP Athletics. This is the time of the year when I hear from all the coaches. It's their mission to get all of their first-year students living on campus. Once the student lives with them for us for about a year, they let that student decide whether or not they want to live off campus. And sometimes the decision is made to allow them to continue living on campus. What is exciting is that these athletes do not live in their own separate building. They are living around other students. And one of the things I try to stress to the athletes at the beginning of the year is that you're living around UTEP fans. Okay, get to know the students that you're living around, because these are the ones that are filling in the student section in the Sun Bowl and the right there underneath the basket at the basketball games. And there are a lot of friendships that start there. I think one of the biggest myths we have at residence life and housing is that it's just for athletes. Is that the housing is just for athletes, because the most recruiting is done. We have students coming from halfway around the world to come play sports here, and from California, from Texas, and all different directions and that type of thing. We are, you know, for Minor Village, we're looking at around probably about 25% of the students living with us are student athletes out of our total population. And like I said, usually it's first-year students. And you're right. And what's to add on to what you were saying in terms of the work that they do, they also get here earlier than everyone else. A lot of them start working as early as August 1st. And by the time our students move in, they're settled. And you know, the year has started for them in a lot of ways.
As far as parents and other students who may want to find out more about the new complex that you mentioned, or just perhaps even a parent who wants to, you know, get a tour of the complex, what is phone number and also a website that they can access, Kevin?
Sure. We have our website, utep.edu/housing. We also have a Facebook page where we advertise. You know, one of the things that you mentioned earlier, or I believe Kevin mentioned, is that we provide education outside the classroom. Once, you know, the full semester gets going in August, we do programs at least once a week. We are very proud of that. We do anything from movies on the lawn to how to build a resume, how to take better notes, sexual assault awareness. I mean, anything that our community needs, we provide that for students. So that's another sort of extra reason to live on campus, because of the curriculum we will provide for the students outside the classroom. In addition to our Facebook page, we do have an Instagram page as well. You can come take a tour whenever you'd like. You don't have to schedule one. We have showrooms available at both Minor Village and Minor Heights. Mm-hmm. So you don't, like I said, you don't have to take a tour. Come for orientation. And our main phone number for the office is 915-747-5352. That's at Minor Village, and they can, you know, sort of send you anywhere you need to go.
Okay, we want to thank you all very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Rosa Sandoval, Kevin Marshburn, and Elisa Espinosa with the Department of Resident Life here on campus. If you need additional information, you can go to utep.edu/housing. They also have a Facebook page and an Instagram page, or you can call 747-5352. Thank you all very much for being with us here.
Thank you for having us.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, DJ Orozco. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sines.